back is strong, strong enough to take the pain inflicted again and again. What do they call me? Thank you.
because they want more pay. Buses and taxis want a raise in fare so they can help pollute the air. But that's what makes the world go round, the ups and downs, a carousel, changing people's heads around, go underground, young men. The world go round. Wall Street losing now on every ship. They're blaming it on longer hair. Big men smoking in their easy chairs. Fat cigars without a care. But that's what makes the world go round, the ups and downs, a carousel, changing people's heads around, go underground, young men. The world go round.
Welcome to another African Rhythms. My name is David Love Jones. Welcome to another edition. Getting into the jazz and Latin tonight. as well as deep into the soul. Starting with Nina Simone, Socially Conscious for Women, one of my favorites of recent. Ella McElwain from Alberta, Canada, All to You is the name of the track. And Dee Dee Bridgewater from her Japanese album. And that's a record called People Make the World Go Round. And right now, we're checking out Norman Amadio Trio from Canada. Brilliant stuff, Canadian Talent Library. An amazing label. And coming up in a sec is my special guest, Anna. And she's visiting here from Italy with her child, Ira. So stick around. We've got some great jazz, soul, and Latin for you tonight. CITR.ca, you can tune in. Podcast, 604-822-CITR.
Because you're was a crime. I was alone, so lonely and blue. You know why? Because 8 men and 4 women, Lord, they found me guilty of loving you.
Is pleased to announce the 7th annual Sewan Mela and Bollywood Under the Stars event. The event takes place on the 13th and the 14th of June 2009 at the Lumberman's Arch in Stanley Park. The cross-culture celebration is going to be a crowd pleaser with various world music, multicultural dances and Bollywood Indian films. For more information, please visit the website www.safa.ca. The SAFA invites you all to be part of this amazing weekend for cultural harmony.
I'm David Love Jones. Welcome back to African Rhythms. We have our special guest from Italy, which is your new home.
Better late than never.
Yeah, no, thanks for coming in and gracing us with your presence, Anna.
Thanks very much. Well, it's lovely to be here. Yeah, I love this show. I have many, many beautiful recordings of it that I've had.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, well, no, Anna and I have known each other for a few years. We both love spiritual jazz and Brazilian and Latin, Celia Cruz, Elis Regina, these are like regular kind of names to us.
Late 60s impulse stuff, all kinds of stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Each other for a long time now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, in our last set, we started with Aretha Franklin, Call Me, great early 70s track, as well as we also heard from O.V. Wright. That was some deep soul. What did you think of that one, Anna?
Well, I really liked it. Yeah, it was really... Yeah, it was very heavy.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, well, listen, we want to inspire you some more and reminisce, play a few tracks. But, you know, I know one of your favorites is Terry Callio, so yeah, we've got him coming up next.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm David Love Jones. I'm my special guest, Anna. Her little son, Ira,
hi.
He's here, too. Say hi to everybody.
Can you say hi? Ciao.
He's a little bit shy, but we'll get him warmed up. Anyway, I'll be right back. We're going to drop this Terry Callio track next. Are you listening to CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, right here in Vancouver?
Is it wrong or is it right? Is it black or is it white? What color is love? Is it here or is it there? Is it really everywhere? Color is love. Is it strong like the mountains, or deep like a fountain? It's flowing free. And what about me? Is it blue like the sky? And does it really reach that high? What color is love? Is it near or is it far? Is it distant like a star? Does it glow like an ember? And do you remember if love doesn't last? Does it live in the past? And a heart cannot live.
Aren't you?
Yes, but I'm a black fairy.
Is that anything to be ashamed of?
All the white fairies have magic. How can I make our black children happy without any magic?
It depends upon what you tell them. Magic is only make-believe, and our children do not need to grow up in a make-believe world. You need to tell them the truth and help make them feel proud of who they are. The magic of truth is much more powerful than the magic of make-believe.
But what can I tell them?
Tell them that they're beautiful. Tell them that they're black.
Tell them they are beautiful, as beautiful as the stars. Tell them they are wonderful as their hearts. Oh, tell them that being black is nothing to be ashamed of. Oh, tell them.
With my music, yeah, yeah. My devil.
Welcome back to African Rhythm. In our last sets, we heard a great track, Anna, from Samuel Jonathan Johnson. That's the title track from his album. I think it's from 1980 or 78. We listened to that interesting Black Fairy, Anna. A socially conscious play from the 70s, it seems.
We're just talking about that actually when the last track was on, and just how important that kind of message still is, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Perhaps this kind of ghetto poetry, insightful thought, more people are getting to hear. But I mean, really, like things like Maya Angelou, Nikki Giovanni, or whatever, they've always been a little bit slept on by the mainstream,
for sure.
Literary or whatever have you, you know. So the important kind of voices, so, you know, that Black Fairy record, I think it needs to be heard, you know, it's really good stuff.
It's just, it's interesting. It's such a pleasure to be sitting in here looking at all these beautiful albums, you know, it's just killer. The Terry Callier and the Alice Coltrane and, you know, the actual albums, there's just something so, so beautiful about them. And I
yeah.
just love that Terry Callier track, it's just amazing.
Yeah, What Color Is Love? Very socially conscious, kind of deep for back then.
I mean, I was thinking about the YouTube, you sent me something on YouTube and it was Terry Callier performing that song at Glastonbury. It was just sublime, just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, I know, he's so good live. I mean, too bad the Jazz Fest had never brought him here. I mean, big up to those Jazz Fest guys, but to miss guys like him that have been so big for so long is kind of a bit of an oversight.
It is, for sure.
Yeah.
It tends to be a lot more kind of mainstream-oriented jazz, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's some good people coming. Joyce is coming for a couple days, so I'm pretty excited about that.
So, someone else, Sonny Rollins, is coming, and I've seen him a few times, and he's grand. He's lovely to see.
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, it'd be nice to see just people like Roy Ayers, maybe Pharoah Sanders a little more, or, you know, this kind of thing.
For sure. And I don't think Pharoah Sanders has ever come here to.
I think he has maybe once, but it's been a little while. So you're living over in Italy, Anna, for the last few years, in Tuscany, with your family.
I live on an olive farm, an organic olive farm in Tuscany.
Yeah, well, that's pretty special.
Yeah, it is special.
But you're still able to keep in touch with all of us through Facebook and other means.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, I think of it as sort of expanding my community as opposed to kind of abandoning one for another. You know, it just feels like a lot more connections are made now living in Europe. But yeah, so it's nice to come back and do this kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, I think next that we should go deeper into some Latin and Puerto Rican and African-rooted, you know, salsa music, just because it's such a rich legacy. You know, it's something we both love, and we got to find some time for some Elis Regina and some other things that,
sure.
You know, we both enjoyed over the years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds good.
All right. Well, you're listening to David and special guest Anna. African Rhythms Radio is the name of my show. We're on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, CITR.ca. You can tune in and podcast right there.
The Puerto Rican migrates, you know, to New York, you know, for economic reasons and for a broader and a more complete education, you know, for his children.
I am very repented of having left my country. Since I came here, the cold weather is trying to kill me. This is not my country. I am very disgusted. I have to be always enwrapped in overcoats. And with the English language, I am always mixed up. Whenever I have to take an elevator, I start trembling from head to foot. I hate to think about the hour when I left my country. Somebody told me that it was quite different from Puerto Rico and New York. On the other side, that is. The other day, I saw one of my good friends, Mateo, and he started speaking to me with a sing-song that I couldn't know what he wanted to say. I didn't know a damn thing of what he wanted to say, because he wanted to try to imitate how to speak in English when he didn't know English at all. To think that I realized everything that I have, that I sold out, thinking that over here everything was so beautiful. I am going back to Puerto Rico, even if I have to go back swimming. There, even just eating bananas, I will go through life singing.
When I fall asleep, you see, I'm a guy that's not alive inside. I've died 20 times since I was 5. Ever since I killed my baby, Sister Jane, I've been in a mental hospital for the insane. When it's my time, I know no one's gonna cry when they bury me 6 feet below. That's when folks will never know that my sister Jane fell. And I promised my mother separate us, 'cause her mama was a blind.
mommy's face. Locked me in this place, full of fear and curiosity. It's clock that doesn't tick. It's a world without a music. It's a nightmare which has no. If I had to do it all over again, I wouldn't hesitate. No, 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 no. Here comes the doctor to remind me it's visiting day. Must convince him that I'm crazy, so my folks will stay away. Oh Lord, teach me how to cry before I die. Oh Lord, teach me how to cry before I die.
Bye.
I'm David Love Jones, and my special guest Anna is in the studio. In our last set, we got into our Latin set. We heard that Nueva New York, that track Migration, that was
really, folk really touching stuff. Yeah, it was really, to me, it was very moving, you know, and really about exile, I think, that kind of thing, kind of being between worlds. And that's something I was talking with a friend of mine with from, she's from Mexico, and we were just talking about that kind of being between worlds in a sense. And I think that's really what I get from that album, you know.
Absolutely. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was DJing for some Mexican friends of mine, and they were really feeling the Celia Cruz, that track we were playing, Quimbera, in the last set. And then Joe Baton, you know, another huge hero. That's a track from him, My Opera. That's pretty intense lyrics, and then quite soulful, too, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, Joe Baton, he's been a big legend. I've really been exploring him in a more fuller kind of way within the last year, you know, his stuff on Fania Records. But I think, you know, what a hero he was. And then you were saying he was part black and part
Filipino.
Yeah, so
yeah, but obviously really involved in the Puerto Rican kind of scene. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, he's I'm really enjoying that. All right, well, we're listening to a little bit of David Axelrod in the background, but next we're going to go into the Gil Scott-Heron track.
Oh,
I've
right.
chose this track, Song for the Wind. It's from his Arista days, but I think you'll enjoy this one.
Oh, fantastic, I'm sure.
Yeah, we're listening to David and Anna. It's a special edition of African Rhythms on 101.9 CITR, UBC Radio, CITR.ca. We're right here in UBC, University of British Columbia, Canada.
Blow, wind, blow. Further than 1,000 miles. Blow, wind, blow. Transporter of the clouds. You go. Well, the people got a need to understand. Yes, the people wanna know. Won't you blow and blow? Fly, breeze, fly. Like a symbol of a change. Time. Fly, breeze, fly. Between the sunshine and the rain. Can you see? Moving on from place to place. Won't you fly, breeze, fly? You alone have been to Africa. And at the same time in America. You reap the voice. I wanted to get word to my life. Can't you see? I'm
traveling on the wings of time, that only you can look ahead and see what's happening as clearly as you see behind. Won't you blow?
To bring about a little trust, but we shall overcome, I believe, someday, if you'll only listen to what I have to say.
And how long have you held your white teacher? Who told you you love your black preacher?
Can you respect your brother's woman friend? And share with black folks not of kin. I say now people must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me, with just a little bit more education
and love for our nation would make a better society.
And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? If you had a choice of colors.
We'll be right back. and steal the entire Salted Charge. And you know, when the first catch them, they go straight behind the bar.
Straight behind the bar. To learn. Better jobs, better homes, schools for us to learn. Better jobs, better homes, schools for us to learn. Better jobs, better homes.
In our last set, we heard on African Rhythms, Gil Scott-Heron, Blow Wind Blow. Actually, I don't think that's what it's called. Let me have a look. Yeah, it's called Song of the Wind is the name of that one, Anna.
Ah, that was really interesting. I've never heard that one before. It was beautiful. I like everything he did.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, well, he hasn't been as productive in the last few years due to, you know, some of his ups and downs and difficulties he's had. But big up to Gil Scott-Heron, definitely.
Such a visionary, though, Gil Scott-Heron. You know, you really hear so much of his influence in contemporary rap and spoken word and just so many kinds of music.
That's right. Yeah, and then of course one of the first geniuses of spoken word, poetic, soulful singing, and that's Curtis Mayfield, a very important figure.
Beautiful. Curtis Mayfield is just so fab.
Yeah, I really enjoy that. And then someone I wanted to expose you to a little bit more, John Lucian, and that was made in the 70s too.
Was he New York based as well?
Yeah, he was actually New York based, and that was a song called the Ghetto Song. But, you know, we need to go into a little bit of one of our mutual loves, and that's, of course, Elis Regina. Mm-hmm. You know, we've both been enjoying her. I remember I made you a tape of all Elis Regina one time, the cassette.
Yeah, I have a good friend who's Brazilian, and she went to Elis Regina's house when she died. She loved Elis Regina.
Yeah.
She had a very tragic life, you know. A lot of social commentary going on with Elis Regina as well. You know, just a different setting in Brazil, as it were.
Or Elis Regina, as they say in Brazil.
Yeah. It's a very soft, special language. It's pretty hard to speak if you don't know.
Yeah, no, I was lucky enough to have a guest, Philippe, in December. He came on the show. I haven't got that one up on the podcast yet, but future podcast, folks. And he co-hosts the show in Brazilian and Portuguese, so that was really
lovely.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that must have been a thrill.
Yeah, no, it was. It was exciting. All right, well, let's let these listeners now hear Elis Regina.
All right, it sounds
yeah,
great.
Fantastic.
Mais linda que eu já vi passar. А помню, что там совсем. Passa sozinha. Ai, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo inteirinho se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor.
Passa, né, velho? Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking in. She passes each one, she passes girls. Ah. When she laughs, she's like a samba. That she's so cool and swings so gentle. And when she passes each one, she passes girls. To the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at me. Wow. Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça. Ela, menina que vem e que passa, seu doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado do sol de Ipanema, o seu rebolado é mais que um poema. É a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar.
Mas também é da Philips.
Ah, se é Philips, é de confiança. Philips, marca que marca a Inglaterra. Trouxe na Inglaterra, como é escrito naquelas garrafas de uísque: By appointment to Her Majesty the Queen. Que quer dizer, a rainha mandou dizer que barra limpa.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me blue. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Jones, and yeah, you've been listening to African Rhythms with my special guest Anna, and that's it, Anna. That's our first show that we've ever done together.
Yeah, it was killer. Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah, well, when you're stopping through in town, coming over from Tuscany, Italy, off the organic olive grove, and traveling like you love to do, we're thankful that you still grace our presence occasionally in Vancouver.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, yeah, it's really a pleasure to be here and to do the show with you. Again.
Yeah, well, we heard a couple from Elise Hajina, and there was a girl from Ipanema, and I Love You Baby, the first one, Live at Montreux, you can find that on YouTube, and the second one, I think that's from some kind of a TV show too, so it's
really
interesting kind of that she would do sort of a 60s soul song like that.
Yeah, and in English, it's interesting to listen to her sing in English.
Absolutely,
yeah. Very, very sensual. I mean, to think that it was on a radio, or I mean on a television show, is quite...
Yeah. Clearly, she's quite the entertainer.
Yeah,
so look her up, folks, and I hope you enjoyed the show. You know, we overviewed a few of our favorites. We're going to listen to Terry Kelly. We're going to go out with The Ordinary Joe, one of my favorite tracks by him.
Always a pleasure to listen to Terry Kelly.
Yeah, and that's from Chess Records from the 70s. And we also heard a few of our other favorites. I mean, Gil Scott-Heron, Curtis Mayfield, Celia Cruz. earlier on, Alice Coltrane, Aretha Franklin, Dee Dee Bridgewater. I'm just seeing, going back here. And then we started with Nina Simone. So that certainly, we did cover some territory.
Pretty killer lineup.
Absolutely.
You can get much better than that, David.
Yeah, well, thank you. No, it was a pleasure doing the show with you. Yeah,
and with
Anna.
You as well. Thank you for asking me on.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I'm David Love Jones, and that's it for another show. We're going to go out with Terry Callio, Ordinary Guy. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, right here in Vancouver, Canada. CITR.ca. Don't forget to stream and podcast right there. So until next time, peace and love.
Trying to indicate my state of mind. And you on, I tell you that I'm laughing just to keep from crying. Pretty music, when you hear it, keep on trying to get near it. A little rhythm for your spirit. Oh, but that's what it's for. Come on in, here's the door. And I've seen a sparrow get high and waste his time in the sky. He thinks it's easy to fly. He's just a little bit freer than I. Now here's a mystery, and maybe you can help to make it clear to me. When you're fast asleep, then what is it that's lighting up the dreams you see? All of your tears, I can't conceal it. And all of your prayers may not reveal it. You got soul so you can feel it. And when you make the scene, well, you know what I mean. Hey, I've seen a sparrow get high and waste his time in the sky. Just a little bit freer than I. When you find folks are giving you the running round, keep your game uptight. And if you must, just take your secrets underground. Now politicians are trying to speech you. Mad color watchers are trying to teach you. Very few will really try to reach you. If you're lost in a stack, that's okay. To deny that I'm just an average guy.